Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I want to give you a quick heads up as to where we're going to be tonight. It is September 22nd at 6 p.m. We are going to be at the Geek Repair and Gaming Shop, 116 North Michigan Avenue, the Geek Repair and Gaming Shop. Now, folks, we've done this event there three times, and every time it's been a kick in the pants. I think it's at least been three times. It may have been four, but we're going to be joining our friends Adam and Bethany Heckela again tonight at the Geek Repair and Gaming Shop at 116 North Michigan Avenue, Hastings, Michigan. It starts at 6 o'clock. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock. So please, folks, don't miss the time, the opportunity. There's going to be other people there. There's a lot of smart people. These are people that are talking a different language. They're not just talking about what the problems are. They're actually the ones that are going to the school boards and the city boards and confronting these individuals for their usurpations concerning their incumbent positions. So these are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves in so many different ways. So, again, if you get time, please join us tonight. It's a 26-hour round trip for us. So don't sit there and whine about how it takes you an hour to get there or an hour to get home or whatever the case may be. Let's get rid of the excuses, because once we get rid of the excuses, then we're going to actually get something done. I want to get to something real quick here because, again, I want you to see this for yourselves. As to how things can get quick in a weird way. I should say weird in a quick way. And I knew that when this whole group of people came out, and I'm talking about General Michael Flynn and others, when men, today's conservatives, brag about a new sense of leadership amongst the people in their country, you can almost rest assured, friends, in understanding that today's conservatives are getting all of their information from the mainstream media. Okay, I want to say that again. The conservatives of the day that find their new leaders like that of General Flynn, the list goes on because there's a whole group of these new people rising up again. And what they don't realize is they're capitalizing on them. They're picking their pocketbooks, and they're bringing nothing forth but more vanity, more empty words, promises that come to nothing on so many different levels. Kim Brown sent this to me this morning, and I want you to see it. And for those that are listening in one of the 153 cities, you're going to hear this. You can't not hear it. And if you're on a social media platform, you're definitely going to be able to see it. And again, folks, this is what happens when you get outside of the Word of God. This is General Michael Flynn at Kenneth Copeland's church, and we already know that he's a New Ager. The guy is hellbound. He's a heretic, 1 Timothy 4:1. And I can go on and on and on and on. As a matter of fact, let me give you one scripture. Those that preach that gain is godliness, the Bible is clear when it says, from such withdraw yourself. This is one of the new heroes of the faith that today's conservatives have put up. There is a reason Jesus warns us of the Herodians and of the Pharisees concerning their leaving of doctrine, their corrupt doctrines. And here's a good little taste to put on your tongue so you can understand as to if they're not preaching the Word of God, folks, watch out.
They are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels, all of them.
Praying to archangels.
We will not retreat. We will not retreat. We will stand our ground. We will not fear to speak. We will be the instrument of your will, whatever it is, in your name, and the name of your legion.
Name of your legion.
We are freeborn, and we shall remain freeborn. And we shall not be enslaved by any foe, within or without. So help me God. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you very much.
Now, I want you to contemplate what he just said, friends. He said seven bays of light. He was making appeal. He was making an appeal, friends, to that of none other than what? His appeal was to the archangels. He said, in your name. He said, whatever that means, whatever that is. Well, the Bible says that the Lord's already revealed the will of the Lord unto us. And if we know Scripture, John 7:17, we shouldn't speculate as to what the Lord's will is. I also want you to pay close attention to the fact that the Bible tells us, and 2 Timothy 2:15, to study and to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? It's very clear that's what it says. Okay? But Michael didn't know that. No, of course not. Because a little doctrine is dangerous. And what they do is they jump on board of the Christians and the churches across the country, and they want to know just a little bit as to what they should say so they fit in. This is dangerous. He didn't say in Jesus' name. He said in his name. He said in the name of the archangels. This is getting real weird, friends, but this is what the conservatives of the day put men up to be when they don't have a clue as to what they're talking about. For all. Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:20. We're not supposed to guess, friends, but that's exactly what these men are doing, is guessing and hoping that you don't second guess a thing that they have to say.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Michigan. Got another event tonight, and then we got one more, and then we are headed back to the state of Minnesota. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Comrex is set up, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just highlighting the fact that the conservatives put up anybody and everybody that claims to be something. And what's sad about it is they don't even know what they claim to be, yet they're trying to deceive the people that are watching them and putting them up, just like Michael Flynn. He doesn't know the Word of God. He has no idea as to what he's talking about. But he goes up in a church pulpit, and what does he do? He tries to play the man of God. Folks, I want to just tell you this right off the bat. I wouldn't trust a man that doesn't know the Word of God, nor that preaches the Word of God. The Bible says, the men that the Lord send speak forth his words. Okay? What you just heard was heresy, to say the least. To sit there and make an appeal to archangels, to sit there and say in his name without bringing forth his name, put that up against Ephesians 5:20. To talk about the will of God and then go on to say whatever that is. The Bible's clear in the book of Ephesians that the will of the Lord has been revealed unto us. We already know what the will of the Lord is. And to suggest otherwise, and to sit there and praise these new leaders to be the leaders of the people and then wonder why the people end up in the ditch? Folks, come on. There's got to come a point of common sense entering into this conversation once in a while, and that's what the Word of God brings. And it's interesting, everything's acceptable but the Word of God. Well, okay, you want another heretic to lead the pack, friends? He's probably not even claiming to be anything. He's just trying to be a part of the club, right? And which, by the way, does not excuse him for him trying to play the man of God. No, that's dangerous business. Just wanted to let you know that. Dangerous business. But it also falls to the Constitution of the United States of America. Most people believe that because a politician, if at any time, makes reference to the Constitution, well, then they must know better than we do. And I want to tell you something. That's why you have a Joe Biden today, friends. It's why you have a Joe Biden. You have a Joe Biden because you actually believe, regardless of what you have to say to me, you actually believe that somehow or another, Joe Biden is legitimate. No, he is not. He operates in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, what makes him, friends, an enemy to the United States of America. And that's exactly what he is. He's foreign. He operates foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Read Article 3, Section 3, and you'll understand. Well, look at all of this pandemic stuff going on. Look at all this mask mandate garbage, unconstitutional, might I add. Look at all these vaccination passports and all these mandates. And I want you to keep in mind, this all started out with just wear a mask for 2 weeks until we break the curve. Remember that? Do you realize today, friends, that we are now going on year two? In 2 weeks, we will be going on year two here, friends. Year two. Remember they said just 2 weeks. Here we go. Now they're talking about vaccine mandates. Okay? Now what I want to show you, I want to show you how they get away with this because most people don't even know the difference. And that's why it's important to have people that understand when it comes to the Constitution as to making reference to the Constitution. And not just because some guy makes reference to the Constitution, that doesn't legitimize them. It legitimizes them when they can keep it into context and actually make reference to the law that protects the innocent and condemns the wicked. I want you to check this out, friends. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about even now. And we need to get wise as to how this is going down. Check this out.
To stop this deadly COVID virus, well, they've got some Republican governors and others threatening lawsuits. And while many details about the rules remain unknown, can the government tell us what to put in our body? Is the president's vaccine mandate legal? It is time now to let it rip. Joining me now, attorneys, you know them, Jeffrey Feiger and Catherine Henry. Let's bring them on right now. All right, let me start with Jeffrey Feiger. Did President Biden...
This guy looks like he's still sleeping.
...by ordering this vaccine mandate, is this legal?
Of course it is. It's been legal for well over 100 years. The government's compelled vaccinations as early as the smallpox vaccinations in the early 20th century. It was brought to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said the greater good prevailed. People who wish to not be vaccinated had to pay a fine, but they can't infect. They have to pay a penalty for infecting all their other neighbors. And it carries out to today. We have vaccination requirements for children, for polio, for smallpox, and all sorts of vaccinations which we require. And that's part of the social compact, Charlie. And they'll be upheld in every court in which they're challenged,
all
every
right.
single one.
Let's bring in Catherine Henry, attorney as well. I believe that she is going to be challenged. Well, maybe not her, but certainly we're going to hear some lawsuits. And let me bring in Catherine Henry right now. First of all, the president's, doesn't OSHA, and obviously the case is going back 100 years, they seem to uphold workplace safety. What do you think? Is there a good legal challenge to the vaccine mandate?
Oh, 100%. In fact, first of all, I'd like to focus on the fact that although there might be some argument that some of these mandates are legal, what's important is that they're not constitutional. If the government does not have a specific authority granted to them in the Constitution to do a certain act, they can't do it. They can't just have Congress make a law that gives them the authority to do it because Congress didn't have the authority to give away in the first place. So absolutely there is a legal challenge to be had here. And no, government can never force people to inject something into their bodies. That's the purpose of the Ninth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And here in Michigan, Article 1, Section 23, we have unenumerated rights that are given to us by God, and the government has to protect them. They can't just act for the greater good. And that's part of the exact same social compact that Jeffrey Feiger was just mentioning.
Okay, so we just kind of got the point again, friends, and it shows you, friends, the difference between someone that understands the Constitution and some guy, whatever he wants to call himself, that says what the government is doing is right. I think it exhibits, friends, as to who, in fact, they are allied to. Because we know that attorneys today, friends, that come out of law school, number one, they don't even know where law comes from, number one. Number two is we know that they're sworn to the bar, regardless if it's lawful or legal or constitutionally justifiable or not. And then what do we have after that? We have Catherine Henry get up there and talk about the Constitution of the United States, the purpose of government, what can they enforce, what can't they enforce. Well, what they can enforce is they can't just create things as they go along. But see, since the American people don't know the difference, right, they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with, and so this is why they're acting out in such a fashion. This said first attorney, friends, I'm here to tell you first and foremost that he has no idea what he's talking about whatsoever. He is parroting what he's told to parrot, going back to the judges. People must understand that judges discover and they apply the written law, which is based on common law. Judges are not appointed to create law. Judges are not appointed to sit on the bench and play the activist at will. No. And let me say this, too. Judges are not the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong because they said so. But most people don't know that because, again, they don't know the U.S. Constitution, just like most people don't know the Word of God. And as the Word of God comes to my aid, even now, Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they don't care enough to take the time to understand where the law comes into play in condemning the wicked, into justifying the righteous, in maintaining order, friends, and restraining men from sin. And by the way, I just gave you the three purposes. I said three. One, two, three. Three purposes of government. They have no business going outside of those three purposes. What are we talking about today? Almost every given example of oppression, fear, control, is coming from what? A group of people in federal government and in state government that are operating outside of the confines of the U.S. Constitution that they swore to uphold. So what does that make them? It makes them a bunch of criminals. What does that make the American people? A bunch of ignorant accomplices. And folks, I got to tell you, calling it for what it is, that is the truth of the matter. And the American people in this country have absolutely no business to sit there and blame corruption or being corrupt, when in fact the corruption that you see in government is a mere reflection of the corruption that you see within yourself. Because again, there's absolutely no excuse as to why this country puts up with this garbage in the church or in government in any sense of the word. Period. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to social media platforms on the right, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with all parts of the Democratic Party on Wednesday. The White House saying he'll meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Biden then will transition to a gathering with more moderate members of his party, including West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Progressives will get their chance with Biden tonight when they meet with the president. The meeting's taking place as the president is trying to rally support for his $3.5 trillion spending plan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer slamming Senate Republicans for refusing to extend the federal debt limit. Schumer addressing the Senate, accusing Republicans of playing games to gain political advantage and saying it endangers the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, we've all suffered in the pandemic.
The United States has lost more than 670,000 of our fellow Americans. Worldwide, the death toll is above 4.5 million people.
Biden calling it an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. The search is back on in southwest Florida for Brian Laundry. He's a fiancé and a person of interest in the Gabby Petito case. Crews are looking for any signs of Laundry on the Venice side of Carlton Reserve, a 25,000-acre swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundry hasn't been seen in more than a week after his parents said he went for a hike in the park. Yesterday, the FBI confirmed a body found in Wyoming as that of Petito, and the coroner ruled the 22-year-old's death a homicide. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, moving on to the next topic here. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to give you another shout-out. We're going to be in Hastings, Minnesota at the Geek Repair Shop. Hastings, Minnesota starts at 6 p.m. Starts at 6 p.m. tonight. And as a matter of fact, what I'm doing right now, friends, I'm just going to pull it up, and I'm going to give you the address. It is 116 North Michigan Avenue, Hastings, Michigan, 6 p.m. Geek Repair and Gaming, 116 North Michigan Avenue, Hastings, Michigan. Hope to see you there tonight. Yesterday, I brought up the point that there was a woman that got up and started to highlight some of the curriculum, or should I say the pornography that was thrown into the curriculum by the bureaucrats. And she basically just came back and said, you know what, calling on the school board to begin to educate and basically knock this stuff off. Again, here's an ignorant American making her children subject to a bunch of pedophiles. Pedophilia in this country is a felony. You can go to jail for a long time. If you go to jail in this country as a pedophile, you're probably not going to make it more than 3 days alive, because the prisoners will kill you. Isn't it interesting how in America only the judge slaps their hands? Isn't it interesting how they go to jail and they get taken care of by a bunch of criminals that truly understand the purpose of the law? And by the way, most of those prisoners that are there to execute the law that the judge fails to execute, keep in mind many of them are probably in jail because they've suffered the abuse or suffered at the hands of a pedophile. Okay? That's why they execute justice within the prison system on so many different fronts where the judges do not. Well, I brought that up yesterday. I pointed out the ignorance of this woman to just slap their hand and say, knock it off, start educating our kids. Well, guess what? Lo and behold, we have a similar situation happening here in the state of Minnesota. And with that said, I'm not going to tell you too much, but this is fantastic. We now have a Ohio mayor, okay? Ohio mayor takes the responsibility to deal with his community, namely the school board, and calls them out for their crimes against the children, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you at this point. I want you to hear this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, and I want you to listen carefully as to how this is to be done, friends, in understanding what the law says and what it demands when it comes to these sorts of crimes. You ready for this? I hope that you are. Enjoy.
Members of the board, my name is Craig Schubert. I'm the mayor of this city. It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. I'm going to give you a simple choice. Either choose to resign from this Board of Education or you will be charged. Thank you.
This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Listen carefully to what they're teaching, indoctrinating concerning child pornography from this mother. This is incredible. It's unthinkable, to say the least, friends, that this would be happening in any sense of the word. And I do have to tell you right now, friends, something odd just happened. It just went down on me. Why it just went down on me, I have no idea. But we've had this happen several times before, friends, where when we're about ready to show you some pertinent information, it goes dead on us. Now, this is another one of those prime examples. And now what we're doing right now is we're having technical issues. I'm trying to get it fixed right now. And in the process of doing just that, you just lost my spot. I have no idea how to pull that one back up. And what I'd like to do, friends, is I'd like to highlight the fact that the parents now step up to the plate and they begin to highlight the child pornography that's being promulgated in classrooms across the country. Now, keep in mind what this mayor just did, friends. Every step of the way is completely illegal. It's a felony in the United States of America. Let me say it again. It's a felony. I lost the tab. And with that said, friends, it needs to be punished appropriately. It's not to be just lightly dealt with in any sense of the word. It is to be dealt with in a swift fashion when it comes to the law and protecting our children. Now, keep in mind, when I say that this is a felony, I mean, friends, just that. It's a felony, okay? This isn't something that you just take lightly. And it's interesting, as my son is pulling that up even now, it's interesting, friends, that before all of this transpired in the classrooms, I remember 15 years ago warning the American people as to what they were going to do. They were going to make your children a prey. They were going to attempt to make the children a prey. Of course, I was a bigot. I was a liar. I was everything but what I was really standing in truth to do in defending our children. I warned that what 2015, when they began to break down that of the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts because the homosexuals wanted to basically be a part of that event as well, that organization as well. I told them what's going to happen. I said they are making a prey out of your children. They want to subject your children. They want to groom them. They want to violate them. Again, I was a hater. Nothing I said was true, only to find out just this last year, friends, the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts are now settling out in the billions of dollars. There it is right there. Settling out in the billions of dollars that of the violations towards children. What I also want you to think about, at no time, they wanted to give them money. They wanted to bribe the young people. But what I need you to hear, friends, is that no time did anybody call for justice concerning those that violated our children. At no time. There's something wrong with the society that willfully and knowingly drops off their children to organizations, to the likes of the NEA, to school boards all across the country, all the while knowing as to what they mean to do and grooming the young children in public schools. There's something wrong with America. There's something wrong with the American people. Here, I want to tell you what Scripture tells us in the book of Exodus 22. If you at all, in any sense of the word, violate one of his fatherless children, the Bible says that the Lord himself will kill you. You say that's extreme? Really? That's extreme. No, what's extreme is your ignorance to sit there and allow another human being, namely an adult, to make a prey out of your children. You're sick in the mind is what you are. There's something wrong with you, and you don't belong in any society whatsoever. Don't get me wrong. I mean what I say. When I think of that of Luke chapter 17, and I think of, I believe, verse 2, where it tells us that it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones, you better understand the extremity of the wrath of God upon those that make a prey of children. And what sickens me to the core, friends, is the fact of the matter is that there's just some people that don't quite understand why there's people like me out there defending our children. There's people out there like me defending our children because people like you don't. I want to play this, and I want you to hear, once again, hopefully it will play through this time, this is a woman highlighting this child pornography, this curriculum in public schools, and this is what you need to hear. It's been going on for 6 years. 6 years. You ready for this? I'm going to go ahead and play Mama. Oh, hang on 1 second, please. I'm going to go ahead and highlight Mama here for you. And you are going to be appalled. And if you're not, there's something wrong with you, to say the least. Let's go for this. Okay, and right now, I'm trying to figure out why we have no sound. No sound at all. Folks, I honestly don't know what to say sometimes, but I'm trying to get sound right now, and I'm not getting any sound. I have it now. So here we go, friends. Here we go. I want to make sure I got this pulled up, and I do. And here we go. Three.
Every time when you wanted to orgasm but couldn't. You've just been caught in bed by a jealous spouse. How would you talk your way out of this? Write a sermon for a beloved preacher who has been caught in a sex scandal.
Listen, no, sick this
kid. 10 euphemisms for sex. You're a brand new suicide hotline counselor. Describe how you feel during the course of your first call. Write a letter from the point of view of a drug addict. Drink a beer. Write about the taste. Write an X-rated Disney scenario. A room full of people who want to sleep together. The first time you had sex. Choose how you will die. Write a scene that begins, "It was the first time I killed a man." You have a dream that you murdered someone. Who is it? How and why did the murder happen, and what happens afterwards? You are a serial killer. What TV shows are on your DVR list, and why? I hope each and every one of you is as uncomfortable as I am after reading that. Now, imagine you are 17 and in a room full of peers with an adult teacher. How do you feel now? This is what Hudson teachers are asking our children to write about. When these topics are encouraged and read by adults, that is pedophilia. And this is happening on your watch. This is grooming.
Okay, and so I think we all understand what's going on here. And folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-99.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Michigan. Got an event set up tonight. We got one more tomorrow, and then we are on our way back home. And to be quite honest with you, friends, we're looking forward to it. Been on my back for the last 10 days. Did a lot of events here, and that's all we can do, friends. We can do no more, nothing less, and nothing more than what we do, linking that up to Luke 19:10. Now, I'm on social media platforms right now, and I have no idea what just happened there, but it seemed like that the connection is live for us, so we don't know why it's been broken in half as far as the numbers or the watchers. So if someone wants to go ahead and text in and tell us what's going on, we greatly appreciate it because we are broadcasting live out of a hotel room even now. Let us know what's going on out there. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. Yeah, as I was looking at it, I was just thinking to myself, boy, a lot of people are tolerant today concerning what's going on with their children. Isn't that interesting? But we have a good mayor in the state of Ohio that's standing up to the school board and saying, you have one of two options now. You're teaching child pornography in public schools. You either resign, which I do not agree with in any sense of the word because they've already brought forth their intent. And number two, either you go ahead and resign right now or else you're going to be charged. Yes, that's right. I wouldn't even have given them the option because they know that this is grooming. They know that this is pedophilia. And do keep in mind as to what I was saying over the last segment, friends. Keep in mind I was told over and over I was a hater, I was a bigot, and I was thinking about it today, friends. Not at any time over the last 7 years have I heard or have I felt through the attack of the radical homosexuals. Why? Because everything I warned of up until that point, they are now making manifest. They're being exposed for their crimes against children, just like I said that they were committing crimes against and whom they were committing crimes against. So anyways, with that said, friends, the only thing I can do is do my job in warning people. If people don't want to listen, that's their call. It is not my call. I can do nothing more than say to all of those that are watching, to all of those that are listening, your blood is off my hands. Your blood is off my hands. And so are the blood of the children. But I am doing my best to stand in the gap on the behalf of those kids, regardless of what people are putting up with today in this country. It's pathetic. There's no excuse for it. And again, you can say what you will and say, Bradley, you know what? I've heard you say this 100 times. Well, you know what's interesting, friends? I haven't heard you say it one time. The bottom line is it wouldn't be happening if the American people would come together on this sort of stuff. And I also want people to understand concerning the sexually explicit child pornography, you better understand that this is the mind of corruption in government. This is the mind of what you would call the left in this country. And by the way, don't get excited about how too strong the right is, because the left is the fruit of the right. That shows you how weak they are. Matthew 5:13, read it when you get a moment. We're in the position that we're in today, Americans, because we put ourselves there. And let me reiterate the point. We don't need to have another cool talk show host tell us everything we already know. We don't need another talking self-professed Christian conservative tell us everything that we haven't heard 1,000 times. We're hearing everything. We're knowing everything. But the American people are doing very little in response to it. And what is it that we need in this country? Well, I pound this drum every day. We need justice. We need judgment. We need, going back to the point that I just highlighted lastly, we need parents to stand up and take these people to task. And we need them to be sued to no end, to the point of no return. We need people in this country, dads and moms, that are relentless when it comes to these criminals that act with the free hand. And I'm talking about those in federal government. I'm talking about those in state government. I'm talking about those in these agencies and bureaucracies that have been created, friends, where the new thing is now to get into one of the positions to be a part of the game, to attack the American people, when in fact the purpose of government is to do just the exact opposite. No, we need the American people to stand up and mean what they said. We need a language now that's given to the bad guys where they now understand that the American people are no longer going to put up with their crimes any longer. We need a dad, we need a mom across the country in every city to stand up and understand their place under God as an American patriot conservative in upholding the laws to establish judgment and peace within the gates. Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4. That's what we need. Justice guards our liberties. Let me say it again. Justice guards our liberties. Friends, let me reiterate the point here. What you just heard from this mother concerning this indoctrination, this child pornography being promulgated on your children as they groom your children in public schools, which is a felony, this is the mind of what you tolerate when it comes to your said representatives in this government. Have you heard today any of your said representatives condemning the school curriculum? Nope. They're just highlighting more of the crimes of Joe Biden. They're just raping the wallets of the American people by doing another fleece by highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden and then sending out an email asking for more money from you when, in fact, they're already paid to do the job that they're failing to do right now. Folks, there's a plethora of different directions we can take this. You know what? If anything, people are going to watch this show, and if they say, you know what, that Bradley Dean keeps calling for the same thing, I would go back and say, praise God, I am guilty as charged. If I'm looking for justice, I'm guilty as charged. Why? Because the Bible says that the Lord is known by the justice and judgment that he keeps. Psalm 9:16. The very character of God is Jeremiah 9:24. The very character and presence of God is justice and judgment. Matter of fact, he tells us in Psalm 97, friends, that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. And isn't it interesting when I think of Ezekiel 36, I think about how the Bible talks about how he'll separate us, he'll sanctify us unto obedience, he'll cleanse us from all of our filthiness and from all of our idols. He promises to remove the stony heart from our flesh, to give us a heart of flesh that we might know him with his laws written upon our minds and our hearts. And then he says he'll give unto us the Holy Ghost. To do what? To keep and to do his judgment. To keep and to do his judgment. With all that now well known amongst my viewers and listeners, you'd think they'd take on a different mindset because, friends, within itself, the fruit of repentance tolerates nothing that the American professors in America tolerate. Matter of fact, they're born of a spear from down under, not from above. They're not seeking to right the wrongs. They're looking for a false grace. They're seeking for more excuses to just remain calm and throw their hands up in the air until they're raptured from responsibility, which will never happen. Hey, folks, America's sick, and it's the people within that are sick. And when we can sit back, by the way, I have right in front of me my comrades, just to prove the point, how silent and complicit many of you Americans are by sitting down and doing absolutely nothing and not even raising your voice against these criminals. That's how apathetic many of you have become. Not one phone call on today's topic. Not one phone call. Many of you, if you were to become an educated people, you'd probably have your own ministry. But see, it takes more than just talking about what needs to be done. We're hearers, friends, yes, but we're also doers of the Word of God and not hearers only deceiving ourselves. I want to make clear, too, before the end of the show, I'm not here looking for the approbation of the American people. I'm not looking for big numbers here. I'm looking for a small, irate minority that is keen on setting brush fires in the minds of the people that have a love for God and that have a love for their brothers and sisters in this country to actually stand up and do something about what's going on here the same way that our forefathers did. Because if it wasn't the forefathers exhibiting what they exhibited, not a one of us would be here today. And I say to all of those that are just riding it out as long as they can, you don't deserve the freedoms that you have. And I want to end with this. Prepare to meet your judge. Prepare to meet your God, America, because we're about a half a step away from contact even now. For those that have ears to hear, for those that are doers of the Word of God, I appreciate every single one of you. Both were in warfare, and we need to fight this good fight of faith, friends, because we can win it regardless of the do-nothings that do nothing but watch and listen. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.